With a global pandemic and an economic crisis, many people have lost their jobs and small businesses across the country have closed. Victoria Costa started her own business and she's put everything she's learned down in a new book entitled From Zero to CEO. Bertin Hun asked how she began her first business.
When I started my business, I started out of my son's bedroom with no money and no education. And so 3-4 years in, I just figured I would try and share everything I learned, which I probably learned the hard way, in a book. So the book is a guide, a step-by-step guide to help people with, you know, no knowledge like how I started, to actually build a successful business from home.
Especially with the global pandemic right now, so many people have lost their jobs and so many small businesses have shuttered. Why are you writing a book about starting a business?
Well, mainly it was to do with a friend of mine. I sat down with her a few years ago and she was a single mum and she just didn't know where to start and I didn't have the time to show her. So I thought, let me put this book together. And you're right, COVID has hit and so now this book is more pertinent. So many people having lost their jobs. So I'm hoping it helps a lot of people out there anyway.
Could you just give me a quick rundown of the steps that you are suggesting to start a business?
Yeah, sure. So first things first, it's the legal aspect of the business and understanding how to run basic accounting, you know, like bookkeeping for the business. Then it's, okay, how do I set up shop? Do I have to have an office space? No, you don't. I set up with a virtual office, which means that you can set up with basically no money. You know, how do you develop a really quick, basic website? How do you get a business card and a phone number? That's, you know, it's all step by step and easy to follow. And the very beginning talks about how to get yourself right first, because I think if you're not in a good mental space, you know, yourself personally, then it would be hard to start a business because you have to persevere and you have to be so consistent. And then it goes on and on and on. So it goes on about, you know, how to use social media to post for free, you know, how to use LinkedIn to grow your network and so on and so forth. Just the very, very basic steps to setting up a business, but hopefully a successful one.
I find that point on getting yourself right very interesting, especially with a pandemic and an economic crisis.
Yeah.
What is your book suggesting in terms of getting yourself right?
Well, first and foremost, it's having structure in your day. I'm extremely structured. And the one thing I do when I first wake up is I say thank you for three small things. So just be grateful. Mindfulness, you know, just three small things. Like I managed to get out of bed with no pain. I managed to have a beautiful cup of coffee before the kids woke up and did my head in. You know, just two or three small grateful things. And then making sure you're getting enough sleep, making sure that you're putting you time into your day, you know, that you're not, you know, proud of the fact, oh, I worked 7 days a week this week and I didn't spend any time with my kids. That's not how it should be. Business should be there. Business should be created to improve your life so you can have more time to spend with your children or more time to spend doing your arts and crafts, whatever you'd like to do. Those sorts of things. Very basic, easy to follow.
Yeah,
I don't
do
anything complex. You know, I'm not Tony Robbins or anything like that.
Yeah. And if you had any, like, some key advice for young people or recently unemployed people who are thinking about starting a business to get back on their feet, well, what kind of advice would you give them?
Number one is to not be too hard on yourself, because I think, you know, we all are. I know that I was when I quit my job and I thought, God, what am I going to do now? Society puts so much pressure on us. And secondly, just to sit down and go, hey, what do I love to do? What am I passionate about? You know, is there something that I can create a small business from home out of something that I really love? Like maybe it's just putting hampers together. Maybe it's you know, helping people redecorate their homes, whatever it might be, and go and start small. Don't think, oh, where am I going to be in 5 years? Where am I going to be in 10 years? Just take it one day at a time and be kind to yourself. You know, have faith that, you know, things are going to work out because they will.
Victoria Costa, small business owner and author of From Zero to CEO, speaking there with Bertin Hun.